Obi is harshly critical of Scott Walker's decision to kill the high-speed rail link between Milwaukee and Madison, a project he worked to get funding for in Congress.
One of the most mindless decisions I've ever seen any politician make, in my view. Wisconsin stood to get over $800 million from the federal government for high-speed rail, and Mr. Walker said we couldn't afford it because he didn't want to pay the $7 million a year in operating expenses.
Obi calls the rail system an example of how government spending can help the economy, and he is unapologetic about the money he got for local projects during his 41 years in Congress.
I stand by every earmark I ever got for this district. I don't think people in this community would say they prefer that our arts block hadn't gone forward. They would prefer we hadn't modernized the highway system around Wausau, the technical college, nursing facility, the after-school programs, the funding we got for the university at Stevens Point.
And Obi predicts that the incoming Republican majority will soon forget their pledge to not seek earmarks for their districts.
You are going to see all kinds of Republicans try to earmark funds for the Army Corps of Engineers or for a number of other agencies, because that's the only way that they're going to do anything other than allow the White House, a Democratic White House, to decide where every last dollar goes.
Dave Obi has represented the 7th Congressional District since 1968. He is being succeeded by a Republican, former Ashland County District Attorney Sean Duffy. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.